Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. We're here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, Mike Garofalo from NFL Network at 8:30 to talk about...
Garofalo?
Garofalo.
Garofalo.
Garofalo, yeah.
Garofalo. Mm-hmm.
He's going to join us to talk about our number one topic today.
You know, this could turn into just a clown show.
Tell people what's going on. There might have been some people who said, I don't care about sports right now.
Well, who says that? No one ever says that.
Maybe somebody could be saying, you know what?
We're sportsy.
Well, maybe somebody would
say, we got a sportsy show.
Maybe somebody said, I got a lot of stuff to do today, and I'm not going to be able to find out anything that's going on, you know, with sports.
Well, you have to be, were you in a cave yesterday? Because if you didn't hear that the Texans have tampering charges.
What came out
charges.
Now at 4 something?
So?
Or 5.
You better be up. All right. Get an
maybe
alert.
You were, on your, maybe on your you're drinking
app.
Your.
On your Yahoo Sports app. Get an alert.
You had 300 Coors Lights and you were passed out.
You could still have done that, which. And you could still have done that and still known that the Texans have tampering charges against them now. So here's the deal.
For what, John? Why do they have tampering charges?
So, Jack Easterby, Texans all-around guy, goes to...
Vice president of team development.
I like to call him all-around guy.
It's not his title.
It is kind of his title. He goes to the Patriots ring ceremony because he was there, and so he gets a ring or something. I don't know what. Anyway, so he's talking to Nick Caserio. Next day, Brian Gaines fired, and... They're looking at and to bring in and asking permission to talk to Nick Caserio. So the Patriots are like, hey, dude, well, how did you know that Nick Caserio might want that job? Oh, that's right, because you asked him without permission. You talked to him about your job. And so you fired your general manager, Brian Gain. And now, guess what? We're going to take your draft picks. How's that taste? How about that? And there's video evidence of Caserio and Easterby talking.
What's going to actually happen, though?
Well, here's the deal.
You're allowed to talk. You're allowed to talk to each other.
But if you're supposed to ask for permission to talk to a guy, you're not allowed to ask him, hey, you want to come over?
But you're allowed to talk to another human.
Yeah, no, you are. And these guys are friends. Now, whether or not you can prove that they were talking about the job.
There's only one way to prove it, and it's going to take either Nick Caserio going Rat City.
Mm-hmm.
Which is possible.
He could
rat him out. If he stayed and he goes, hey.
Hi, how about this?
A whole Donnie Brasco thing you're about to bring
a
up.
A whole ploy to get the Texans to try to bring him over to steal their draft picks.
Hey, Bill, Easterby just contacted me and said he wanted to talk to me about the job when he comes over for the ring ceremony.
Lead him along. Let him know that you're very interested. And I want you to wear this wire.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
What if he's wearing a wire? Oh, fire everybody. I want Cal to just go, Dracarys. On the whole thing.
He's not going to. Actually, he loves Jack Easterby. Jack Easterby is his hand, okay, right now.
Hey, you know who else used to love somebody? Jon Snow used to love Dany. And what happened to Dany?
Stabbed her.
Okay.
Right. What? Can we say that? Is that a spoiler? Anyway, so here. But here. Hey, listen, I will tell you this, though.
I'm just Jack Easterby. You know I'm trying to help you get to the throne. Dracarys. Burn him to a crisp.
But here's the deal.
Tell you know you like it.
If the NFL wants to tell teams, you ain't. By the way, you know what would a fine? You know what all the other teams would go? Oh, whatever. A little slap on the wrist because Cal's got money. Who cares? But if they take you want to set a tone, you take draft picks away.
What are you? Shut up. What are you trying to?
Well, this could
talk
happen.
Talk the league into getting
this
draft
literally
picks.
Could happen.
They need 100 draft
if
picks.
If that does happen, what a freaking clown show.
And Brian Gain is just sitting there chilling like, man, how much longer do I get paid?
No, 3.5 years.
Noice. If I were Brian, I would immediately, because there's 0% chance Brian Gain has an Instagram. He's a guy who wears an untucked business shirt with blue slacks and tennis shoes. Like, this guy is not trying to post up and show you his food. Like, hey, guys, take a look at these refried beans.
He's not showing his brisket when he makes it? His sugar hookers?
He's not doing any of that stuff. You know what else he's not doing?
What?
He's not doing, like, taking a picture of himself in some suite going, what? Or at a concert, what? Like, look at me, I'm at Round Rocks, guys. Red Rocks. Look at this concert. I'm here at this concert. Look at me doing this, that. Brian Gain is like, if he had an Instagram, it's like, here's my son riding a tricycle.
Here's an offensive tackle.
Take a look at, yeah.
Look at his hips right here.
Take a look at this crabgrass. This is disappointing.
Right.
Like, he's just so about, like, there's no chance he has an Instagram. What I would do immediately is start up a Brian Gain Instagram, and I would go burn up the Texans' money in the most exotic way possible. And I would be gramming the whole thing. Videos, pictures. I'd be in Aruba, Cancun. Mm-hmm. I'd be in Iceland. I would be everywhere.
And every time, hashtag thanks, Cal.
Hashtag Easterby says. Hashtag thanks, Cal. Because on Instagram, yeah, you'll get people who put 45 to 70 a hashtag.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's not a problem.
Well, and it's all because of Cal paying me, and I don't have to work. Thanks, Cal.
Bill. Thanks. Hashtag thanks, Bill. Hashtag thanks, Cal. Hashtag Easterby says. All of it. Hashtag Casario got you.
And he's got to have a little emoji hashtag with a body. Knife in his back.
Yeah. Hashtag bodied. Or Maury, where he's getting the ice pick in the back of his neck. That's his avatar.
Yeah.
Is the ice pick in the back of the neck from Goodfellas.
Listen, if this whole thing was to get Casario over, if it just all falls apart because they screwed it up by tampering.
So you could start to put the pieces. When I came in on, I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday I mentioned this. Everything started to become clear. This is all about, like, they really thought they had East. They really thought they had Casario as the reason they made this. And yesterday, it just really proves it because of the timeline. Why in the world would you do it just like that? Like, why be so obvious?
Like the next day.
Right after the ceremony. You're fired, Brian! Oh! I'm sorry. We need to evaluate your... Should I text him he's fired now? Like, right after Easterby got done going Peter Baelish on him and... I believe that you... Dear Lord Varys, dear Varys voice for Easterby...
Seems Nick. You can. It seems the Queen would love to have you come over. Queen Bill wants you by his side. Listen, this is a freaking. If they screwed this up and lose a draft pick over it, which is a worse screw up, Brock or this?
Now this.
This would be worse.
You took a shot at a quarterback and you missed. This is an absolute bungling. Are you kidding? This is a bunch of slapdick stuff.
I saw someone from the organization, and they go, I just saw him for a couple of minutes. And I go, I just shook my head, and he goes, it's a mess. It's a freaking mess. And I'm like, oh, my God. It is so unbelievable that if they screwed this up this bad, but it would be par for the course. And you know, all is well. All is well. Don't lose. They lose a draft pick. I mean,
So there's two. So here's the best. Let me lay out a best case and worst case scenario. The best case scenario is the Patriots really, there's nothing. The NFL would agree with the Texans that this is a move up. It is not a lateral move. The Patriots are doing everything they can to block this from happening. And they know they can't block him in terms of job title. And so this is an inevitable move where Nick Caserio is going to be a Houston Texan GM. And so the Patriots are using the nuclear option by going tampering, which let me be honest with you. In a lot of situations, there is going to have to be tampering. And the tampering meaning, now you may not talk directly to him, but you go through his agent. And I don't know if that's considered tampering at all. That's probably not considered tampering. You could talk to a third party. The tampering,
might be tampering too.
It might be, but it still happens.
Right.
It still happens in everything. In every walk of life, when somebody makes a move or makes a change, and there are other moves that have to be made for you to come in, I mean, that's going to happen. That's not unusual. It's been happening in the NFL with free agency for years and years. It happens to this day. It happens with coaches. That's what happens. The Patriots know it happens, and the Patriots can do some simple math, and they're going to file a grievance. Now, this may be where the Texans go, prove it. And the league says, we have no proof. Unless you have audio proof, a text string of some sort, or you know, or Nick Caserio ratted on them, then there, it's probably going to be pretty difficult to prove tampering. And Nick Caserio will be, this is the best case scenario, he'll be the Texans GM at some point this year, and the league will say, we find that there's no tampering, and we're going to expedite the process because this is a big deal.
But again, what you said a little while ago,
right?
The timing, the ring ceremony, cane fire.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to talk to Caserio.
it looks bad. It doesn't mean you can prove anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going best case scenario here. Is they say we can't find any proof. We're expediting this because this is a team GM, so we're not going to let this sit there. Unless you have proof, we can't find proof. Nick Caserio is a Houston Texan. The worst case scenario is there is a text string of some sort, or there is some type of evidence that the Texans made improper contact. Nick Caserio stays with the New England Patriots, and the Texans are docked a first or second round pick for improper contact. So they lose a second round pick, and they still don't have a general manager, and they have to go get maybe Monty Ossenfort, who is also a New England Patriot, which is, I think he could be one of their candidates as well. So they could go after him. But that's the worst case scenario is the Texans bungle it. They lose a draft pick. They don't get the guy they want. And now they're paying three GMs, and it's not even the guy that they initially targeted. How about that? And you got to have in your tackle or tackles play poorly this year. And Jadeveon Clowney sits out the entire year, and you don't have a second-round pick now, and you still need a corner because J.J. ends up ripping his hamstring up in the middle of the season. I mean, Bill O'Brien gets fired in that scenario.
No, he doesn't. He gets more power in the organization because that's all that happens ever. Bill O'Brien, you know what? We just need – no. If you think Cal is just firing on everybody, that is wrong. Bill O'Brien is running that show. Everything is surround. Every single move has been, we got to make sure Bill's got everything he needs. Well, Bill, you don't like – okay, we'll get rid of him too, Bill. Anybody else we can get rid of? Is there anything else you want, Bill?
Can I share with you a quote that Jack Easterby had? This is a Jack Easterby quote right now, and I think it's pertinent. Snitches get stitches, Jack Easterby.
Mm.
You know who he's looking at right now? Nick Caserio.
Best what?
Snitches get stitches.
Oh. It doesn't seem to me that...
You learn the two greatest things in life.
Jack Easterby is...
You listening to me? Never give him nothing, and don't rat on your friends.
Is he living... I don't think Jack Easterby's living that thug life. I just don't. I don't know. I don't think he's going to. You think there's going to be repercussions for Nick Caserio? No, I don't know. Jack Easterby just doesn't. He just doesn't seem like the kind of guy. Okay, Nick Caserio. All right, you want to do? You want to go? Yeah, you want to go?
Huh? You heard him yesterday?
Huh? You want? Huh?
Keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Don't give him nothing. Keep your mouth shut.
No, Jack Easterby seems to me like, oh darn, gosh darn it, shucks. Speaking of which, we got to talk about Big Puma.
Now, when we say that, keep in mind that we've never actually heard Jack Easterby speak.
No.
We've only seen pictures of him, and we didn't know he was with the Houston Texans until about 4 days ago.
He just doesn't seem like a killer to me.
You know, the one thing about Jack Easterby, like, how long have you known him? I've known who he was for about 5 days.
All I got to do is look at his Twitter.
Please.
And I kind of know who Jack Easterby
is. I told my buddy who used to work with Easterby, I told him that we did that on the radio. Mm-hmm. He goes, I didn't know he had a Twitter. I said, he does.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's on? I said, all motivational, like stuff you'd see on a calendar.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He goes,
that's him.
That's Jack Easterby.
Could be Danny Ferry for all I know. I'm looking at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's got kind of a Danny Ferry vibe.
He's got a Danny Ferry.
Yeah, he's got a Danny Ferry vibe. Yeah. Hey,
he's got an Eric Seidel look to him, too. But that's just...
Wait, who is that?
He's a poker player.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew
nerd.
I knew that name.
Nerd.
Poker nerd. You know what? I guess I technically could be considered a patio nerd because, listen, I'm also known as a patio guy. I don't build them, but I know what they should look like because I spend so much time on the Instagram. I had Texas Custom Patios build my patio for me, and yet I still followed them on Instagram because I look at what other people got, and I'll have this patio envy like, wow, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. If you go to Texas Custom Patios, you can go to a section that says Our Process, which lays out really like an incredible FAQ where they'll show you exactly how it works to go about the process of getting your own patio and what happens and what you can expect. You can also go to their portfolio, which shows you their actual work. And, of course, that is just absolutely phenomenal. And then their blog, I got to tell you, their blog has a lot of really, really great information on there. Right now they got recipes of the month for National Barbecue Month, which was for May. And you can see a lot of different types of recipes there, but they'll show you pictures of different types of patios that they're doing. I don't care what it is that you're looking for. They can build it for you. They use the very best materials, the best craftsmanship. They give you a price, and that is a firm price. There's not going to be any more add-ons. Once they give you that price, it is etched and set in stone. And Stephen Schell and his design team, they do a brilliant job of creating the vision for you and showing it to you so you see exactly what your patio is going to look like. So for standalones, for existing, you know, building onto existing structures, whatever type of outdoor kitchen or outdoor living space you need, they will build it. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Celebrating.
Hey, John Granata here. I want to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. My man Jeff Aronoff over there. And he really, really, he liked a spot I did a few weeks ago because I talked about big jobs. And that's what Jeff is looking for all the time. If you've got a warehouse, if you've got a big business, a big house that you need. I was at a place yesterday. It's just unbelievable. And the amount of tile and marble and granite and all of that stone that you need when you've got yourself a big house or a warehouse or whatever, countertops, vanities for the bathroom, everything. He can take care of all of that. So if you've got a big project that you need work on, he worked on the baseball field for the Cougars, University of Houston Cougars. He puts in entire vanities, all the vanities in hotels. He does this. He loves a big job. So if you have any kind of job like this at your business or at your home, just give Jeff a call. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Tell him you heard it right here. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Oh,
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
720 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. And speaking of Lance's, what about the Puma last night? He was straight fire. Unfortunately, I was at a place we were buying players last night for the U.S. Open, which starts today with Tiger Woods teeing off at 4 o'clock. I would like everyone to know.
Buying players and tampering with other teams' executives. Nice job.
Nice job. I bought people, but I did not tamper in any way, shape, or form. But the Puma, I'll tell you what, you know.
He kicked it up yesterday.
Yeah, I heard.
He kicked it up.
So many instances of the Puma being the Puma. He probably got more comfortable and said, you know what? I just go for it. What the heck? He's got 6 games this year.
He was hating yesterday, though. Like, man, I didn't pick an extra inning game. How'd I get put for this? I didn't know it was going to go 14, more? Or I wouldn't have gone.
Do you get paid more for this?
Do I have to keep talking after the 11th? Is there a cutoff of work? He's probably saying that to Todd in a break. You laugh because you know it's probably true.
Oh, I know it's true.
Man.
And then he told the 17-inning story about the...
Yeah. He told a 17-inning story how, I think it was 17, he goes, we were in Florida, and it was muggy and hot. He's like, and Octavio Dotel is one of my favorite teammates of all time. He goes, you know, relievers have it made. They just pitch their inning, and they're done. And then they're just... And he goes, then they're Cadillacing after that. That's what he said. They're Cadillacing. And we got to keep playing. He said, so I go into the locker room, to go get some food. It came up because Callis asked him, like, what do you eat? You got to eat something. What do you do about food? You probably get hungry. He goes, oh, you got to eat something. Your blood sugar will crash. Get a banana or something. He goes, I went into pro player. He goes, there was 3 people in the stadium watching us. He goes, first of all, there's 3 people in the stadium watching us. You just want something to happen so you can go home. And then he said, I go into the dugout and I'm going to get the food and I hear this commotion in the corner. And he said, I go into the room and they're in the corner. It's a bunch of relievers led by Dotel and they're smoking Cuban cigars and watching something like Scarface. And I'm like, oh, really? You guys are in here having a fiesta? And we're out there. He goes, you're not even watching a game? He goes, they weren't even watching a game. They didn't care.
No one did. No one. No one cared about that game. Puma? No. That's so funny.
I feel like it was the one that he may have been gone by then, but I feel like I remember that one that. No, I was thinking it was a Shane Reynolds start, but I don't know if Dotel would have been with that team then. Shane was there for a while.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a Shane Reynolds start for some reason. I feel like I remember that game.
I might have done the post game show for them and been there for 17 innings.
When did you stop?
Were
you in the 2000s?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Oh, then you might have.
Yeah, might have been.
Remember now, Berkman was a rookie. No, you might have done it.
Yeah. No, I covered Berkman for a while. I did the post game for a while. But anyway, he's just – if I'm Blomer, I'm like, holy crap, I better get back to work. Everybody loves that guy. And he is. He's just – but I don't think – again, like Puma said yesterday, Puma was on with us and you podcasted. When was that? When was Puma on yesterday?
He was on at
8:30?
I think 8:15.
8:15?
Yeah.
That segment there in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday. If you didn't hear it, you gotta listen to it. But I don't know that he wants a strenuous baseball schedule anymore. No. I think dude.
Well, you say that, but he'd love to work for a team.
Yeah.
He'd love to work for a college team.
As long as I could just work the home games.
Yeah. Hey. Well, like he wants to coach. I think he wants to coach. I don't think he wants to be up there in the. I say that, but he'd be awfully good in the booth. The problem is he doesn't watch. He's not aware of the other baseball, like Jeff Blum, like you have to be.
Yeah.
But in small samples where he can tell stories and make comments about, like, he had this unbelievable. So he's watching Reddick. So Reddick went, I don't know, 0 for 11 this series, 0 yeah. for 12. It just wasn't good this series. And Lance was mentioning, he goes, he's kind of leaping out with his front side, and he was really giving some in-depth batting stuff to show. Like, he had diagnosed an issue with Reddick's approach at the plate. And it's just so frustrating because you think, God, I wish you could just get that to Reddick right now yeah. in-game somehow. Like, that would just automatically help. But, you know, who knows, maybe. But that's rare. To have a guy, a great hitter like Berkman, to be able to diagnose and tell you as a viewer what's happening as it's happening, what you're looking for in a single at-bat. Now, you still don't really know it when you see it because it happens so fast and it's so you know, finite. It's such a minute detail in the swing, but it's kind of a major issue. Yeah. Yeah, for a hitter, they pick it up like a golfer.
Absolutely.
Golf instructors can pick stuff up, and you're like, I don't see anything. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But they see it.
Yeah,
they see
absolutely. It absolutely, they see it.
And then he'll drop stories. Then he drops. I'd never heard the Dotel story before.
I hadn't either.
I'd never heard it before.
But he's probably got him. But you're right. You know, Blummer and all those guys are talking about exit velocity and that left the bat at so many miles an hour and all of this stuff. And well, it just looks to me like he hit hard.
Well, you know me, I'm a numbers guy. And so we talk about the numbers, the different types of numbers all the time, like exit velo. Lance Berkman on the broadcast goes, look, I'm a layman in terms of this analytics stuff, but I guess the high fastball is a big deal. But then he went on to say that he didn't like Thames hit an opposite field home run to tie the game up and ruin Justin Verlander's life yesterday. Mm-hmm. He just poked a little oppo Crawford box homer. And he said, I know the analytics tell you high fastball is good. He said, I'm just telling you, he said, if I've got a left field, if I'm facing a lefty and I got a left field porch like that, and I'm a guy like Verlander who throws hard, he said, I just don't think I would go high and outside. He goes, the high fastball, I would stay away from the high fastball. I think that puts you in position.
But Verlander lives on it.
No, I know. And he said from an analytics standpoint.
But that's why he gives up so many home runs.
And he said, I think from an analytics standpoint, they may say do that. But I just think practically from a baseball standpoint, you're going to catch more fly balls that can carry a little bit more velocity and go out of the park that you don't want to with two strikes. He said, I think I would stay away from the high fastball against left-hand hitters.
Which, if you're righty, and I thought that was very interesting. I've never heard, you know, that argument being made.
He also got 15 strikeouts, though, and swinging because guys can't get up there that quick.
But three solo homers.
Three solo homers, yeah. But it's what Verlander does. He gives up solo shots because he's around the strikes, well, and he likes that high fastball.
But Lance's whole thing is stay away from it with lefties with some power.
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
Verlander he's non-denominational. He'll give it up to lefties and righties.
Well, his stuff was funky yesterday. Yes. Like, I've never seen a guy give up three solo homers who was that nasty.
Yeah.
Verlander he tied a career high.
Yeah,
for strikeouts, or did he break it?
Set a career high.
Yeah. And I'm like, holy crap! And yet he didn't get a win because he gave up three solo homers.
Yeah, and score more than three runs against Woodruff. I told you, I thought yesterday
they went in the toilet offensively.
No, they did, and I was like, why is Verlander? Hell, there was who was a Detroit pitcher or something. There were guys out there that were 140 favorites. Verlander's a 130 favorite yesterday against Woodruff. I know Woodruff's having a fine season, but goodness
gracious.
Isn't
that crazy?
That's crazy. Verlander at home.
Are you sure you had the right number?
Yes.
That's like impossible.
It went up to 140 before the game, but I was like, are you kidding
me? Well, don't worry. CNL Perez hooked you up.
CNL looked good up until yesterday. I mean.
He looked like booty yesterday.
Yeah, well.
I stayed up for that one, and I was like, well. When you stay up that long, you want to get the payoff.
Oh, you loved him when he went three innings and gave up nothing. No hits, no runs, or nothing. You
yeah,
loved
like
him
that
then,
fine.
Didn't you?
Boy, my neighbor.
Man, you turn on him. I know you're a numbers guy.
My neighbor Rob was texting last night. He was so pissed off. This sounds like something you would get mad about. And this might be, when we come back, I'll bring it up.
Right.
I'll see if you agree with my neighbor Rob about.
Of course I agree with your neighbor
about
Rob.
About what?
If he was pissed off?
It has to do with pitching.
Okay.
And I'll bring it up here because you're a numbers guy. Well, I am. But it's probably rubbed off on you some.
That's
so we'll see if you agree with AJ Hinch's thinking or Rob, the guy drinking a beer late at night's thinking.
Yeah.
We'll see. I feel like I know whose camp you'd typically be in.
Thank you. Good night.
Since you're still anti-George Springer leading off and they won a World Series like that.
Yeah. No.
You're not a numbers guy.
Yeah.
You're clearly not a numbers guy.
Yeah. Let's have the guy that hits all the home runs and knocks in all the runs leading off with nobody on base. That's great.
Signed World Series. Let's talk about Men's Tea Clinic. They're numbers guys.
A real analytics guy in here. That's what we need. I wish we could find one.
Let me tell you right now what Men's Tea Clinic, they're numbers guys too. Because there's certain numbers that you should have with your free testosterone, and there's another kind of testosterone, and I don't know. That's not my business to know. It's their business to know. But when you go to Men's Tea Clinic, they will educate you on that. You really can just go to the website and get the information much, much quicker. If you go to mensteaclinic.com, you can see all the information you need about how low testosterone can impact you, the different variables that go into low testosterone, when your testosterone levels are at a healthy level, the benefits that you receive from that. It is a quality of life issue at this point. And if you want your quality of life to be as good as possible, you owe it to yourself. If you're a man approaching or over the age of 40, just go ahead and go get in and get checked and see where you stand. If you've got that constant fatigue, that constant malaise, that an issue with libido, an issue with an inability through your workouts to maintain that lean muscle mass, those could be issues with low testosterone. Check out your numbers by going to mensteaclinic.com and getting tested. That's mensteaclinic.com. 5 locations in the Houston area, including a brand new one in spring at Kirkendall and Grand Parkway. It's mensteaclinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 735, 713, 780, 3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome.
Are you? Because yesterday, AJ told me that we're the number one rated show again. Okay? Very high ratings. And I thought, you know what? For now on, if you want to call the show, I don't want to get too hoity-toity. You might need to be a celebrity of some sort just to get in.
So, we're only going to take calls from celebrities.
Yeah.
Well, we took that call from Shannon, and it was terrible. So,
well, like Gilbert's on the line. Would you consider Gilbert a celebrity?
Gilbert's a celebrity.
Gilbert's a celebrity. So yeah, Gilbert's a celebrity. He would make the cut. But if Shannon is any indication of the normal person callers, maybe Lance has a point.
I just feel like, you know, you might need to be a super. Like, if you were a celebrity right now and you're listening, give us a call, 703. What's our number again? Tyler's got in my head.
780-3776. See, are you sure? Right there.
Oh, there it is. 713-780-3776. If you're a celebrity of any sort and you're listening right now, we're going to bump you to the top of the line of other celebrities.
You could do
celebrity impressions. That might help you.
Well.
If you do those.
Well, here's the deal.
Pull the curtain back.
I'm saying callers out
there. No, don't pull the curtain back. We want real.
Like if you've got
real celebrities.
If you've got a Jack Easterby impression.
Well, no, we would like the actual Jack Easterby to call.
Yeah, Jack Easterby. Will you call in?
Yeah, we consider him a celebrity, right?
Yeah, Jack Easterby.
If you're famous, 713. Anybody who's famous.
Jack Easterby is probably the most famous Houstonian over the last 2 days.
Yeah,
we have said his name more than anyone's name.
Like I said, never seen him, never heard him talk.
No.
I've heard a lot of inspirational
quotes. Maybe
Jack
Easterby can call in, and he can explain himself.
Yeah. When they take away a second-round pick, we just call that the Jack Easterby tax.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the Jack Easterby, just like it was the Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And if you are and if you need to explain why you're famous to us, that's fine, too. We can determine if you're famous enough.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you don't really have to have been. Maybe you've peed next to, I don't know.
Well, we'll determine that.
Yeah.
We're the gatekeepers of your fame. So if you're famous, you can call this unbelievable show that we have with these unbelievable ratings. That has been, we are considered the best show in the known universe. We took over the title.
Whoa.
Yeah, we took over the title. Yeah, we took over the title.
Hey, Fred, that was him.
That was.
We took over the title, Fred.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This was the week I was going to be doing this. Fred is at the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be doing this yeah. week.
Nice.
What happened?
I canceled. I canceled my trip.
He's got personal stuff.
I had personal stuff, so I wasn't able to go. But Fred is doing it. He was out there on
really
Twitter.
Really, nobody famous
showing,
is listening?
Showing his ticket to go play in the senior, in the World Series of Poker senior event. What jerk. A-hole Fred.
Well, if he was more dedicated to his craft, maybe his show would be number one still.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm in here grinding every
roasted.
Day.
Lance and this is grinding.
I'm sitting in here grinding.
On his grind.
I'm on my grind, doing my numbers, doing my radio stuff.
The guy who takes, he's like the Charlie Polillo of this show.
What? Nope.
He takes off
Why
every other day.
Why are you taking shots at Charlie Polillo?
I take off to work.
It is summertime. It's about that time for summer Polillo.
Wait a minute. We got the list of days off. Did you see Charlie's?
I haven't seen him. When Charlie would roll it in on me, I was like, Jesus.
Holy crap. You can expect a heavy dose of Jose and Raheel, okay?
I don't know about that, Raheel.
When I worked at Charlie, I legitimately couldn't believe, like, there's no way he has 70 days of vacation. There's no way that there's this many days. And then Solace hit me to the fact that Charlie's a master scheduler.
Yep.
Yeah, let's not vacations. Hate. I'm looking at it right now. July 4th is in the middle.
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Oh, Charlie don't care about that.
No, Charlie's coming back for Friday.
He secured himself a multiple day weekend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Solace has said he should create a Charlie vacation scheduling app.
You want to talk about an analytics? Charlie's a vacation analytics guy.
100%. He can figure out how to make
threes.
5 days. Yes. 5 day weekends.
Yeah.
He's about the math. He's all about the math. And let me guess, on the 4th of July, so he's scheduled up until there.
I won't
So he turns it into like a 6 day.
I don't want to speak to where that man's going to be.
No.
No, I'm just saying, but his vacation, no. He worked it to where he's got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4th of July.
I think you're besmirching his name. He didn't work it that well, but
he actually is coming back on the Friday, isn't he?
Yeah, which is weird.
Unless that's another day off, is it?
No, is the 5th a day off?
Is the 5th a day off too?
I don't know.
Is it?
Are they giving us the 4th and the 5th off?
Charlie would, no, I don't think so. Here's what Charlie would also figured out. We had spring games, spring training, or baseball games, either one, at 790.
And he'd work those.
He would work it. So if they were like, okay, well, you're only going to work for a day and a half, like you're only going to work for an hour and a half. And Charlie's like, I ain't taking no vacation day on an hour and a half day.
Mm-mm.
I ain't burning this up. I'll be in. I'll see you guys at 3. No problem. And Charlie would work that and like, bop, off at 4:30. And now the Astros take over and I will hand the baton. And then I was like, that guy's the gangster of vacation day scheduling.
He's the best.
He's the best. No, I mean, this is a compliment. Now, here's what I was going to ask you. My neighbor, Rob, who's like, man, you guys got to get Puma on the show again. He was great on a broadcast.
He was awesome.
Yeah, catch up. He was on the show today. That's what I told him yesterday. And here's what he's like. Here's what he said. I get a text. Not sure if you're up, but this is what happens when you're committed to throwing your best arm for one inning only. Presley was dealing, and they took him out after 12 pitches. Could have left him in and changed the entire bullpen situation. Doesn't make any sense. And I said, yeah, Perez sucks, so yeah, I'm up. He goes, so Osuna wasn't available in a high leverage situation with one out and extras, which is the Perez, you know, giving up the bomb and bull bleep. And he goes, Presley's the best pitcher in the bigs and they will only pitch him one inning. I said, well, probably because they used him yesterday, I'm assuming. He said, but we used every pitcher for one inning. James was burning too. He could have gone 3 innings.
He does use James in multiple innings.
But he
didn't yesterday.
He said, I would say this one's on Hinch, but the bats went quiet. And how about Verlander not give up a bunch of home runs every game? He has 3 bad pitches a game, and they all get crushed. Anyway, good night. And then he goes, y'all need to get Berkman on again to talk about his broadcast experience. He was awesome. I said, he was on this morning. Damn, I was at work by 6:45. So do you agree with him about pitching and how it's handled? It's always easy in an extra inning game to go hindsight. Because you do burn through pitchers normally.
You when you're the home team, you use your bullpen backwards. you use your closer, you use your best guys up top just to extend the game so you can get to the bottom half of the inning and you can win the game in your home at bat. When you're the visitor, you got to be more judicious and keep an arm to get the save. You have to keep a good arm. Listen, Cionel Pérez was awesome a couple of days ago. He pitched three beautiful innings that he came in. I would have trusted Cionel Pérez. Presley pitched a third of an inning and threw four pitches the night before. He threw four pitches. I get that. But the warm-ups and everything else, you don't want to. And he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. You don't want to overuse the guy. He's going to throw. How many appearances has he made already? Dude has been, he's already been in 30 games, and we're only in, it's only June. I mean, he's going to have a 60-plus appearance season. That's a lot. That's a lot of warming up. No.
But what about the idea that if you're going to, okay, so this is more of a throwback concept, because right now it's about specialists, but what about the idea if I'm going to warm up, if I'm going to do all this, I'm going to give you more than an inning, because the Astros have done that with pitchers too.
Oh, they do.
And they
it.
Do have certain pitchers.
But they
pitchers
do it, they do with, it with your long. They used to do it with McHugh when he was healthy. They do it with Josh James. Look at how many multiple inning games he pitched last
those
year.
Those are not the. Those are not the. I'm going to call them closers.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them, you know, the final three. Which in this particular instance, I guess it's still Osuna is. I mean, not Osuna, but Rondon is in the final three still.
Yeah.
I guess.
He is.
I mean,
it's Rondon, Presley, and Osuna. No, you don't waste those guys. Because listen, I let's say you got a one run game on Friday, and you need Presley for that. You don't want him throwing multiple innings last night.
What about when it's tied though?
Even
because the game was tied when you're burning through a lot of these pitchers.
But that's what the Cionel Pérez's, the Josh James, the Colin McHugh's, that's what they're there for. They're multiple inning guys. You don't want to, you Osuna and Presley, with the number of appearance, the number of times that you need those guys in tight games, you don't use them multiple innings.
But the number of times, is a second inning really going to ruin them?
Look at Presley. Zero. Those last 10, 1-1-1, a third, two-thirds of an inning. You just don't use them like that.
No, I get that. Is he going to get ruined by throwing 14 extra pitches?
Maybe.
No.
Well, it ain't 14 extra pitches when you're warming up.
I know, but if you pitch an extra inning, it's 14 extra pitches.
And it's all those warm-up pitches. Yeah.
That's not a tremendous amount of stress on the arm, I wouldn't think. As a numbers guy, this is something I should know.
Well, I know you're a numbers guy. Twice this season, has pitched more than an inning.
The director?
He's gone an inning and two-thirds. An inning and a third, an inning and two-thirds, and an inning and two-thirds. Otherwise, it's one inning.
John, the director of analytics from the Tampa Bay Bucks is literally in studio with us today. And every time I say that I'm a numbers guy, there's a smirk.
There
that
is
comes
a smirk because
face.
He's like, he wants to puke every time you say
he's
that.
He's been at the Sloan Sports Conference.
Yes.
And Daryl Morey Sloan, he was a finalist at the Sloan Sports Conference. He wrote for my football website and was hired by the Bucks. He's been with Tampa since 2014 as a legitimate analytics director.
And he's like,
and I like to, as a numbers guy, he's like,
it's the same smirk that chefs in this town get who listen to this show.
No, it's not the same smirk chefs give.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the same
when you're like, hey, you want to hear about my brisket?
No. Yeah.
No.
And Pitmaster.
No.
It's the
I don't
same
want to hear your
smirk.
Thoughts on a brisket.
It's delicious. Well, then you're all missing out. If you just want to, you know what? Somewhere at some point, there was someone like Bill Belichick at some point in Cleveland said, do you want to hear my thoughts on building a championship team? And you know what Cleveland said? No, we don't. Beat it, Bill. And he goes, oh, okay.
Wait.
So dynasty. You're the Belichick
and
of
then
brisket.
He goes, dynasty. No, I'm just saying, sometimes you need to listen to people. Sometimes you need to listen to visionaries. Yeah. And I've decided to change. Yeah, because I'm doing something different with my rub. I saw what Aaron Franklin did, and I'm going to add a little something to it.
What, salt and pepper?
Yeah, that's what he uses. And like,
what are you adding?
Wait a minute.
Boring.
How revolutionary.
No, that's
Lance
Aaron Franklin.
Lance is going to add salt and pepper to meat.
No, that's Aaron Franklin. You're crapping on Aaron Franklin.
So
from
what
Franklin's
are you
going to
do?
I'm adding something to the salt and pepper because I think that's boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Franklin's barbecue is laughing. You know what they're scared of? Lance's brisket.
You just made fun of him. But I'm just telling you, I don't need to go there. I don't need to go online whenever I'm doing this basically
I'm
to make the same
thing. I'm saying how revolutionary
thing.
You are. going to add some salt and pepper.
That somebody else has already done.
That's what Aaron, that's what all these pit masters do this. How about you add
are you a pit master? Yeah. Are you a pit master?
I won't say master yet, but I'm headed there.
What do you? Let me ask you this question. What do you add to your floors when you put down new tile?
Well, you're not supposed to add sealer.
Okay.
Maybe you stop worrying about being a tile guy. Maybe you should be a tile guy.
I hired a tile guy that put a sealer down on a porcelain floor, and that's got to be stripped.
Maybe you should be a tile guy.
Maybe. I think that floor will taste better than your brisket.
He's texting me today like, well, where are we at, Lance? What's going on? I'm like,
you're just going to ignore him?
What'd he say?
He just said that floor tastes better than your brisket. You just gonna ignore that?
Man.
I think I'm gonna drink that sealant when it's done.
My brisket will piss all over him.
What?
Yeah. You see how mad he just made me? Talking brisket.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you this. If I get drunk enough, I'll drink that sealant. And here's the thing.
Rob's listening to the show. He goes, sorry, Skip, I threw 20 warm up pitches 3 days ago. I can only give you one today.
That's right. Now, he's a one inning guy, Rob. Sorry.
Cumulative.
Know your role.
It's cumulative. You got to get the rest.
The old John Granato would have been like, I don't care. He can throw four. Ooh, my arm hurts. These babies. Like, he's getting so mad about NBA players saying they were tired. Like, you played 33 minutes a game.
Me and AJ talked about this. Okay?
You're a load management guy now.
He's been conditioned by the end of season Will Harrison Christovic.
Yes. Okay. Okay, yeah. Hey, Rob, guess what happens every year with the Astros bullpen? They throw multiple innings, and guess what? Then you need starters in the postseason because the relievers' arms are falling off. Congratulations, Rob.
That happens.
Yeah, that does happen every year.
That does happen.
Let's talk about drinking right now. Let's have a good time. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to feel better the next day. That's because of my guys from Cheers. CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com. Scientists. These guys know they've developed a product that will not only
guarantee you they are numbers guys.
They are. These guys are Ivy League scientists and a PhD that put this together. So it not only is going to make you feel better, and this is guaranteed because if you don't feel 50% better, they're going to give you your money back. And I don't know how you quantify that. They know. You know. And listen, don't be, and you're going to feel better. I took all the pills, but I didn't feel. Yeah. No, you did. Here's the deal is you are going to feel. I can tell you from firsthand experience because I like to partake. I like to have a few Coors Lights. And after I do, I take Cheers Health and I'm telling you, you feel better the next day, period, exclamation point. And it also, it helps your liver. I don't know how because these guys are a lot smarter than me, but they know how. So if you're looking for a great way to feel better the next day, because that's one of the reasons you don't like to even have a couple of glasses of wine, then you go to CheersHealth.com. It'll be delivered to you tomorrow because they're right here in Houston. CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. It's a
CEO. All right, 7:54. This is a quick one because Lance ranted about salt and pepper. But here's,
you ranted about it.
Here's another rant. This is Bill O'Zimmerman. After the Texans have found...
Texans Bill. He's known as Texans Bill.
Yeah. Bill O'Zimmerman, Texans Bill. He went on a rant that deserves to be played here. It's on Twitter.
It's cleaned up. Follow
him. He's at @_Reliant if you're not following him. He comes up with some really good stuff. And he came up with this one on the Texans tampering charges.
Texans Bill here. So now look, yes, we are all talking about the news that come out. The Patriots they've filed tamponing charges against the Texans because they saying that new Texans minister of the Latter-day Saints or whatever he is, Jack Easterby, gone up to that ring celebration and tried to recruit old Nick Cassario down to the Texans GM job. Now, I mean, look, it is a little suspicious that the next day the Texans are firing Brian Gain, and the next day the Texans are requesting permission to interview Cassario. Yeah, that seems a little suspicious. But what? How do you know that Easterby even approached Cassario and said, hey, listen, we want to hire you as GM? What if Cassario come up to Easterby and is like, dude, I would love to be y'all's GM. You know, I'm cool with Bill and you and all. And Easterby's like, nah, dude, we ain't talking about it. Or hell, it didn't even have to be about the GM job. What if Cassario went up to Easterby and goes, look, man, we would really, really like to hire Bill O'Brien. We'd like to hire Bill O'Brien. I'm just kidding. They wouldn't do that.
But what if they would? What if that's what he was doing? How do you know who tamponed who is what I'm getting at? Who tamponed who? I'd file on the Patriots' asses. Sons of bitches. Tired of it. First we got the Red Sox with Houston last year. Now the Patriots will whoop our ass all the time on the football field. They gonna with us too? Up yours, Boston! Foul on them! Come on, Calhoun McNair! Foul on them! Make your daddy proud!
Dale, you gotta make say file proud. On them. You gotta
file
say
on them. File on them!
Cause that, cause you know how often
Calhoun
you could use
McNair?
That?
I didn't know that was this. That was
it
his...
can't just be, it's either Calvert, Calvin, or Calhoun.
Calbert. It's Delbert, so it could be Calbert.
Well, we had the Bufford twins at Lamar Consolidated, Calvin and Calvert. So, I mean, it could have been
Calhoun.
Calvin and Calvert. Bufford. You didn't know them?
No, I didn't know them.
Yeah. Mud no. Alley, yep.
Yeah, no, I didn't know them. Since they were Richmond Rosenberg.
Richmond, Texas stand-up. Yeah. Calvin had one of the last Jerry curls, and it was so sweet. He was like my favorite high school basketball player to watch.
Okay. Let's not get away. Let's okay.
Stay inside the lines.
So, anyway, I agree. They need to file on them.
File on them!
File on them!
File on them!
File on them!
You need to file on. We got to catch up. We need to file on Craig DeSurf.
Right yeah. Now, right yeah. Well, so, yeah, he posted a picture on his. Social media, and he filed it of me and my wife and all my kids, and we were out there this last Saturday, and it really came through very, very quickly. My wife, we've been wanting to change out my wife's car for a while, and I got a text from Rick Drenner because I put him on notice about 6 months ago. I said, listen, when you get a program, because every month the programs change, when you get a great price on the Traverse or Yukon or Tahoe. I had like three or four vehicles. One that makes sense. We want to get the prices about right here. And he kept looking and looking. And all of a sudden, I got a text on Saturday morning. Hey, this is, he goes, we finally got a great program on a Traverse. It's a 39-month lease and it's 15,000 miles. And this is what the payment's going to be. And I was blown away because it's exactly what we were looking for. And so we got down to Angleton that day. The kids were fishing at Kidfish. We got my wife's vehicle switched out. They took the trade in. They gave us more than we could have possibly gotten on the open market. And we made it work. And now our car payments are basically the exact same for what they had been before, but we got a much better vehicle. And I'm telling you right now, that's just the way they do business. They will find that perfect opportunity for you. So if you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see all the different programs. They have this special going on, that special going on. You know, the best thing to do is just give them a call or go down there. Tell them what you're looking to do, purchase or buy, what's important to you. They've got 100 new vehicles that just came in stock. So they are loaded up at LanceZCars.com. You can see the entire inventory. Get your vehicle either through purchase or lease. Pickup trucks, SUVs, crossover vehicles, and, of course, the sedans with on the Buick side. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can check out the inventory at LanceZCars.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.